At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we are back. Jay Foreman, DP, also on the ones and twos. Old School out here at the Blur Tailgate. 12th annual. Some Husker news. And you got a question here from Rob Dog. He says, how concerning is it that no running backs have made the weekly elite list that Nebraska puts out every Monday?
Sometimes that is leadership driven.
Yeah.
To make a point and to inspire, motivate, make note of. We went through this last year. Remember the conversations of you're not meeting the standard. Yep. I'm setting a new standard. Different things in play. I'm not at practice. So I'm going to have to lean on Jay Foreman here and his around the program vision.
Yeah. You know,
well, you would hear, like, I don't know. I don't, like, here's the thing.
I have never looked at it. I mean, at this point, I don't think it means anything because you could have guys that are exceeding expectations that might not never play. You have some guys that are just, sometimes you can be such a good worker that it's not appreciated. Or if there's different goals that they're doing, some guys are just reaching them at a higher rate. You might, if you have 100 guys on the team, and let's just say 85 are really outstanding. Mm-hmm. But then you have 15 that are super outstanding. That doesn't nullify what the other 85 are doing. I think it's just, you know, look, the running backs are there. You got Dowdell out of the portal. You got Gabe Irving that you hope that, you know, he's going to be on the mend or at some point in this team or this year. You got Ramir, who, as long as he's healthy, he's just a Swiss Army knife and he's willing to step up and do anything he needs to help this team win. And then you got Ernest, or Emmett, that's really exceeded expectations and is willing to compete to be the, you know, RB1. You know, the biggest thing is, here's what's funny when you hear, like, other people in the, I guess, sports media talk about running backs. As much as they don't want to appreciate the past, they are trying to hold these guys to the standard of the past. And here's what I mean. You could always – you had Lawrence Phillips, then you knew Amon was coming, right? Then you had, you know, Damon Benning and Clinton Childs and all them. Then you had the Buck – you had those guys in the lineage, right? But so that you could always forecast, okay, well, he ran for 600 yards last year and he played a third or a quarter of the time. Well, the game has changed, right? So, yes, you're trying to do running back by committee, but it's spread out. But then now you're trying to say, well, Emmitt only had 7-8 carries a game. Well, you had Anthony Grant last year. You can't nullify what somebody did, and you can't nullify the work that they're willing to do. You got to give them a chance and then evaluate it because nobody has experience. So at one point in time, Jay Foreman didn't have any experience. At one point in time, DP didn't have any experience. How do you get experience? It's almost like, you know, you always hear these people that, like, okay, say they go to, you know, they got their master's and they go to apply for a job that they're – somewhat qualified for because they have, you know, the educational background. They tell you you don't have any experience. Well, their boss had at one point in time didn't have experience. I think the running backs, as long as they come in ready to work, because I think the running back position, DP, in this day and age, not across the board, but the majority of the runners, it's a workman-like position anymore. It's not the position where you, because they don't hand it off 30 times anymore. And what I mean by that is if you keep the same guys and guys are forced to step up day in and day out, somebody will separate themselves.
Well, most of the people who are making these lists, or at least publishing these lists, don't always ask the follow-up question, which is, what are you looking for?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? What's elite?
Yeah.
What's elite? And listen, if Jay Foreman walks into camp at 8, he's out of seven, he's a 5.
Right.
Right? Elite is difficult.
Yeah. It's not easy.
Elite is difficult in that space. If you're a 3 and you move up to a 4.5, a 5, that looks like, oh my goodness,
right.
You are working. You are working.
Yeah, I mean, and because you have the biggest room to grow.
I don't know that room has that much room to grow.
Well, I think with the experience, I would like to think this. I would think with the 3, say, Ramir, Dowdell, and Johnson, I would like to think, I'm just going to assume here,
yeah,
with more carries, more, like, practice reps, more, like, obviously being in the, you know, in the system and knowing the offense, that they all would perform better. So then, therefore, that gap that you're thinking about would lessen. Now, will somebody be like the first, second-round pick? You just never know. And also –
well, there's no Amon in the room.
No.
But there's no LP in the room. And, yeah, you can look at – that's like my going, well, listen, there's no Riggins in the room.
Right.
Of course not.
But people are evaluating them against Amon Green as a finished product when he left.
That's a problem.
Versus
that's a problem.
You could have probably came over my apartment after the first time I seen Amon run. I was like, you know what? If he keeps working hard and gets right, look, listen to what I'm saying.
You could be okay.
If he keeps working hard and he gets experience and learns the offense and becomes, you know, bigger, faster, stronger, which he was already bigger and strong and fast. But to get more mature, that he has a chance. Not only, first and foremost, to be the starter and be a great player here, then everything else afterwards is just kind of just a byproduct of it. It's no different than none of these guys. You want to know what else made him really, really good? That he had guys that were willing to do the same thing around him. Your running back is generally going to be as good as everybody else around him. You could be ready to break out, but just say Jay Foreman, and we saw this with the previous staff, like, oh, I don't feel like blocking you that day. And then you go make the tackle. Well, if I blocked you, guess what happens? That's an explosive run. All of a sudden they're saying, oof, man, that running back got stronger and faster this year.
Well, and I have to trust you to make the blocks for me.
Sure. Yeah, because I got to see it all the
right,
time.
Right, like,
yeah.
I have to trust
that.
Listen, what did he say? New line, who this?
Yeah.
Look, I can put my foot in the ground because I think – I can assume a block will be made, and if I put my foot in the ground and get vertical 3 times and that block isn't made 3 times, there's not going to be a 4.
Right.
I'm going to tiptoe. And it's that belief and trust has to be earned.
Right.
And then the bigs have to trust them.
Right.
That, listen, all you got to do, all I need for you to do is occupy him. I don't need for you to move. Well, that's different runners. Gabe may just say, hey, listen, turn your butt one way or the other and I'll make a decision.
Yeah.
Some will say, keep your hands busy. I'll run through that one-arm tackle. We'll be fine. We don't know any of that, and the coach isn't telling.
Yeah.
So, okay, let it play out. We're going to find out. In the real camp, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Because there'll be enough conversation from players about who's playing well. Coaches aren't going to say too much.
Yeah.
Players will mess around and tell you, hey, we running the ball well.
Yeah.
Because then
you got a little pride factor, and plus that's
what
you should be.
Talk about it.
I mean, well, when they start camp, whenever that is, I mean, it's live, you know, live action. You're playing for a tangible goal. You're going about to play a team in a month, you know, say month or, you know, month and some change that – they're keeping score as much as you're keeping score. And so every game is the biggest game. Every day is the biggest day of practice. Every rep, everything's important. And you talk about, how do you get the confidence, right? How do you gain confidence in it? All that confidence and trust.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It starts in the off season and is continually, you continue to evaluate it and earn it on a day-to-day basis. Because if I don't know what their rules are, but just say they're able to go out and run plays, right? If you're not on it and you're not communicating to your linemen how you need a block or a play ran, or when even as simple as getting used to cadence from the first and second team guys, that's why continuity is so important, and that's why the off season is so important. I'll keep saying it. This is the most important offseason for this team because you have to continue to build that trust, the teamwork, to be more efficient. Because at the end of the day, somebody's going to get nicked up, right? Or, you know, whatever could happen. But you got there can't be, oh, well, I'm a second team, so I'm just going to come in and I'm able to, you know, make huge mistakes. I think they've remedied that by the way they practice and having everybody's working and earning their spot for that to happen, but then also to gain ground if you're trying to compete for a spot. That's why true competition is key, and that's why every single day you got to earn it. Now, the list is great, and we've been told here by Rob Dog, it comes out, put out on football program on social media, obviously on Mondays. But I think that, you know, sometimes everybody's looking for an update. The big, you know when you know when the update's going to come real? Saturday, or is it Saturday?
Yeah,
August 31st.
Like,
and then the next update is going to be the next week. And then the next update is going to be at that, because it's 12 one-week seasons.
Dom Capers used to say, stop asking me during the off-season. That's like asking a pregnant woman what the baby going to look like.
Right.
I don't – listen, yeah. Man. When it's due,
yeah,
it's due.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what it's going to look like, how much it's going to weigh. I can't.
Yeah.
At some point, and then here's the thing about the running game. Remember as well that there's five running backs and four quarterbacks. And that quarterback running back timing is almost as important.
Yeah, everything's a huge.
Right, and if you've got new freshmen trying to get you the ball on time so you can look your best,
yeah,
it's not the same as as Harburg handing it to you. It's not the same as Raiola handing it to you.
Kalen handing it. Yeah, you got, but
so,
that's.
We have to, like, pump the brakes. It is that thing.
Yeah.
I know you want me to show you the baby, but sometimes I just need to let the development happen.
Let the pain come, man.
Yep.
I mean, it's a hard process to go through because, now listen, the rules have changed and the way you go about practice and all this stuff. But also, you know, in order to, I guess, eliminate some of those question marks, that's why it's so important to get the work in on your own with your teammates. It's a we thing. It can't be I'm off doing my thing, working on my foot quickness and all this, and then, you know, everybody else working over it, because you have to get familiar with everything. And that's part of, that's what makes football fun. Because here's an example, right, where, you know, I played behind Seth Payne. I loved playing. First of all, I played behind – I was – spoiled rotten playing behind Ted Washington. It was essentially the closest thing to being like Ray Lewis. Is like you could just run and in certain plays, you ain't gonna get blocked. And so that means I can make a mistake. I could do whatever I want, right? Then I play with Seth Payne. It took me a little bit, and it took for him as well, because you gotta think Seth played with Hardy Nickerson before and some other guys. So I played a little bit different. So guess what I did? I said, listen, Seth, when you play with Hardy and a guy, I think his name was Jeff Schwartz, how did they play this defense versus that? And once we made that connection, there wasn't a DP, we had no time off in practice. Because when, say, like if Austin's the backup, you know, nose tackle or three or five, we're over here talking about, we're sitting here coaching each other. How would you play this? How would you play that?
And that information isn't always shared.
No, it's not always shared.
The number three linebacker might not be getting that information.
Right.
But, and you got to relearn it again
right.
in another situation. I had the blessing of running behind two NFL linemen
right.
in high school. Right?
Right.
Every other running back that ran behind them were straight ahead,
yeah.
straight ahead, straight
yeah,
ahead.
Running up their back.
Yep. I gave them time because I said, you're stronger than the guys you're going against. I'll wait
yeah.
until you get an advantage, and then I'm quick enough to jump
yeah,
off
yeah.
your hip. And they said, you know what? That's a game changer for us because we don't make penalties getting in the closet.
Right.
We're not having to hand play and wrestle.
Right.
I don't need the win now.
Right.
I can move this guy, wait another step, and wait for him
right.
to turn himself because you're floating. He's floating with you.
Yeah.
All the while, I'm balancing him, and I'm going to get my yeah. shoulder on yeah. the right
and
side,
to,
and we're good.
Right.
You have to allow running backs. Each group has its own timetable.
Right.
You can't, in some system, listen, the wishbone, running backs will tell you.
Yeah.
Because the steps are simple. The handoffs are simple. The reads are simple. In today's game, it's not simple.
Yeah.
And you have to allow it time to grow.
Yeah,
it'll develop.
Yeah.
You'll know soon enough.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I mean, you know, I was at the highest level. And then so here's another example. So Seth Payne got hurt. We brought in Terrence Martin, you know, from NC State.
Yeah.
And also Steve Martin. So now here's the difference. Terrence Martin was a rookie, so now it's flipped. I had to take him and say, this is how I need you to play it. So I'm successful in keeping on my pace, which will allow you to play faster because you don't have the experience. Well, then we brought in Steve Martin. I think he played at Kansas City, and he played like 9-10 years. He's from Missouri. Well, he was more aligned, a mix between – he had the size of Ted Washington and probably a little bit quicker than Ted. So it was a little bit easier transition on how to play. But it wasn't just a two-person thing. Gary Walker – and Jerry DeLoach had to do it. Then, you know, Jamie, everybody had to adjust, but it takes reps and it takes communication. That's why, you know, being together and all the stuff that they do together, it can't just be like, okay, we're just out, we're just hanging here and we're just biding time until the timer goes off. It's got to be say, hey, man, you know, in that cover four, you remember when I played last year, we're going against Michigan State. Do you remember this? How would you play this if you're the whole safety?
Shared IQ,
right?
Man.
Because,
shared IQ.
Because that one play can change. And you talk about how a running back can leap and take the leap. That off-season communication can lead to stardom.
I had Barry Thompson who could run and throw.
Right.
But when I was in the lineup, Barry liked to keep it.
Right.
And I had to understand that I didn't need to run my normal depth from him.
Right.
It was my job to pull a defender
away from
Barry.
Him. Right.
And the more I did it, the more Barry was like, thank you.
Right.
That's one less defender. I'm going to work.
Right.
Other quarterbacks, I had to be tight.
Right.
Because he didn't have his confidence. They didn't have his strength and speed. You learn, and then as you learn, you get smarter. And then the guys behind you or the guys behind him, we would have to come off the field
and communicate
and report to the group.
Right.
Here's what we see. Here's
right.
what's working.
Right.
Hey, remember, hey, they're chipping a little bit
right.
on this pitch. Be careful. Extend it a little bit.
Right.
That way we can get outside of it. They're learning.
Yeah. They're learning what it's like to be a champion.
The reports are good in
right.
that they're not calling catastrophes.
Yeah. Right, sure.
Like they're not calling out chaos.
No.
They're saying not yet.
Yeah, and you just got to it's something that you have to be willing to do, and it takes some time, and you got to have confidence in it. And then also you got to have that want to. You talk about guys that love the game versus don't. You love football, you eat, sleep, and drink it. So it's a learning process. The love can go in the level, and once you learn how to be a pro, as they like to say. But great segment there. We appreciate you, Rob Dog, texting in. But we're going to take a quick break, come back, and have a short segment at this first 4 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, old school up here at Blur Tailgate, corner of 12th and Cass, College World Series. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.